and I just want to verify before you say something. I read it and I verified with the map, but I wanted to make sure I didn't sound like an idiot. This is for right there at the Tom Thumb on the beat.
The Tom Thumb, Broussard's.
And this is going to be a smart signal so that in the summer they can flush the traffic. Thank you. Thank you. Because you've heard me complain about traffic on the beach when I go. So thank you for that.
Well, this is a lot cheaper than a $1.4 million roundabout that would take an education plan. So this is a good, and FDOT's thrilled with this as well.
So you heard this last week. We were telling you about the new light that's going to go in at the Causeway and Gulf Boulevard out on Navarre Beach. There's a whole bunch of traffic shifting and improvements that are designed for there, plus up on 98 as well. I wanted to see if the sheriff's office agrees that this is good news. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker. He is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Good news on a traffic light out on the beach?
Good morning, Andrew. You know, that does sound like good news to me. Anybody that's been out there on the beach at a peak time or in a peak season knows just the right time that can come to an absolute standstill. You know, the four-way stop there worked for many years, but as you get thousands and thousands of people trying to go through the same intersection within a very short period of time, there's got to be something there to control that traffic. So, personally, I'm excited about that, and I hope that will relieve some of the congestion out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a good thing, and even some of the improvements that are coming on 98, you know, the more we can make it flow smoothly, the better off we will all be. Anything happen over the weekend, last couple of days, that we don't already know about, Chief?
You know, the last few weeks, Andrew, have been kind of busy. Unfortunately, last week we had another pretty serious domestic violence situation. Last Wednesday, our deputies, they were dispatched to a complaint of a domestic violence battery that occurred up in the Jay area. You know, as they got on scene and began investigating, they learned that a woman was awakened when her adult son was in the house causing disturbance, throwing things, breaking things, and shouting. He ultimately knocked down the door of the bedroom that she was hiding in. Well, I should say she was sleeping in. He grabbed her by the neck and started to strangle her.
Oh, my God.
You know, after, you know, obviously she was terrified. He did eventually release his grip, and she was able to get enough distance between them that she was able to escape out the window. But he chased her down the yard and caught her and did it again. Eventually, she was able to get away, get to her car, and flee when she notified deputies. And they got there at the home. He was still inside, but refused to come out for quite some time. They surrounded the house and were eventually able to talk him into coming out without any further incident.
So that would have been, I assume that's a SWAT team call out for a, you know, situation like that?
The SWAT team would have been called on that, and then they actually were called, but deputies were able to get him out before SWAT got on scene.
Okay.
To do that. And always we would much rather convince somebody to come out than to have to go in and get them. It's safer for them. It's safer for us.
Yeah,
he was charged with false imprisonment, domestic violence battery, domestic violence by strangulation, violation of an injunction, and that's the scary part. There was an injunction in place. This is evidently not his first foray into domestic violence. You know, and I know I harp on this all the time, but folks, domestic violence is a serious problem, and it's got to be something that's dealt with. So if you know somebody that's experiencing, or if you're experiencing, please get in touch with somebody that can help you.
Man, thank goodness she's okay. And, you know, even able to, I mean, I think if you're getting out the window of your own home, you know, who has the peace of mind to take the phone and the keys with you unless they were already in the car? You know, just lucky circumstance all around, thank goodness. And by the way, and I just, you know, you mentioned about the SWAT team, and people who don't listen to the show a lot may not realize, but, you know, the primary goal, the goal of the SWAT team is to get people out alive, including the bad guys. And so you have, you know, their primary tactic is negotiation and time. And, you know, they're not, the picture you have of the SWAT team is Rambo up and go kill them. And that's just not, that's, hopefully that never happens. I mean, that's a win when that doesn't happen, right?
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head, Andrew. The primary mission of the SWAT team is to save lives. Now they're specially trained, they're specially equipped, they have a lot of experience in tactics that allow them to go into situations that are far more extreme or far more complicated than our deputies are generally accustomed to accounting, and to do so as safe as possible.
Right.
In this particular case, because the suspect was in the trailer alone and we had the trailer surrounded, we were in a position of waiting. You know, there was nobody else in there for him to harm. So we were in a good position, and it worked out great. He ultimately was convinced to come out, and that's just the way we wanted to have.
Chief Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. I think you guys also had a kind of an interesting event involving a firearm and a car and a deputy of yours. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And you know, this was another. This could have been a close call. Last week, one of our deputies was trying to do a traffic stop for a minor traffic violation. If I'm not mistaken, it was a window tint violation in the Milton area. And as soon as he did, the vehicle took off. The driver began to flee. Very shortly after that, the vehicle had a blowout, and the driver lost control, so wasn't able to continue. So pretty quickly, we were able to get to the vehicle. The driver bailed out of the car and ran, and was ultimately apprehended by a deputy that was in the area coming to assist. As the suspect was running from deputies, he tossed a loaded handgun into a yard of a residence that he was passing by, which thankfully was recovered. Somebody saw him toss it, so we were able to go right to it. But he was arrested for possession of controlled substance, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute. And by the way, that controlled substance was suspected fentanyl. So the driver had a loaded handgun on his person, was carrying fentanyl, marijuana, and was a convicted felon. So he had a host of pretty serious charges. And, you know, with that firearm, we dodged a bullet, no pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, being able to find that as quick as possible.
And also that the, you know, homeowners, no kid picks it. I mean, all the things that can go wrong in that sort of a situation. That's all because of a window tint violation and a minor traffic stop, mm-hmm. as we've said so many times. How many big things come from those kind of little humble beginnings in terms of law enforcement? Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thank you for the time, and thanks for keeping us safe. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great one.